Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Ah, another beautiful day in space! Oh, what did I just slip on? Ugh! It's so sticky and gross. Who put this gross liquid here?
Hey, Peter, what did you do?
Wow, it's really dusty in here.
Hey, everyone, has anyone seen my quill? You know I can't write anything without my giant novelty quill.
Oh, I think it might be at the bottom of that big pile of trash.
Oh, let me just grab it. Ow! Whoops, I knocked over the trash pile.
Wow, this place is disgusting.
Hey, wait a minute. What's that planet out there in the distance?
Where?
There! Doesn't that planet look a little blue?
You're right! It's all blue!
That means it's all water!
A bath planet!
We can give ourselves and the ship a big bath! Ha ha!
Or, you know, just spitballing here, but instead of a bath, we could have
a pool party!
Other people, just write for yourself.
Just go for the imagination. This is weird.
It makes me feel quite nice and calm.
Sheep, get out of here. We're trying to finish a story.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast, everybody.
Where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy and songs.
And today, we're also having a pool party.
I've got my bathing costume.
I've got my bucket and my shovel.
And I've got my giant donut-shaped pool float.
Wait! We can't go swimming just yet.
Huh?
Remember? We had that big meeting scheduled. You know, the one where I tell everyone on the ship everything about Lufa. What she likes, what she dislikes, the fact that you can't feed her after midnight.
Yeah. Nimini, we can do the meeting right after the pool party.
Well, we should at least do a story first.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we should do a story first.
Listeners, have you ever loved something so much that you made your whole world revolve around that thing? Well, the main character in this next story has, and what she loves is cucumbers? Okay. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name's Imogen. I'm 9 years old and I'm from the UK. This is my story, Cucumbers for Life.
Once upon a time, I was an ice cream man. I had an ice cream van. and a business plan. My van played a tune worth its weight in gold when it played every ice cream sold, even in the cold. One day I drank some pickle juice and all that changed. See, the juice made me transform into something strange. Now I sell cucumbers that are bumpy and green, just like me. And all my ice cream customers are nowhere to be seen. 'Cause I'm a cucumber for life, a cucumber for life, selling cucumbers for life, cucumbers for life, cucumbers for life. I'm a man-sized veggie in a van, I'm selling cucumber sticks. They're good, trust me.
A young foodie named Imogen was about to make a discovery.
I was chowing down in Munchtown when I heard the news. Something new to eat down on Doodip Street. It's true the population's only three, but I raced to see if it could truly be. Cucumbers.
Cucumbers for sale! Cucumbers!
But inside the van, instead of a man, a cucumber.
Oh, a customer.
Boom, boom, boom!
Business has been slow.
That's so sad you have no customers. I feel sorry for you.
Boom, boom, boom!
Well, do you have any ideas?
Maybe if you had a more thematically relevant van with better music?
Could work.
Hey, this is giving me an idea.
That cucumber man and his noisy van, they were all old. So I built a pickle power truck out of cucumbers and I sold my own.
Cucumbers for life, cucumbers for life.
And we played hard rock and we played death metal and the cutes were cold and fresh. All the people came and together they sang the name of the food truck.
So green and so sad.
And only I,
Imogen,
lived happily,
happily,
ever after. I'm sorry, cucumber man.
Don't worry about me, Imogen. I'm a cucumber. I'll be just right.
Speaks with the author.
Hey, Imogen, how are you?
Hi, Lee. I'm good, thank you.
Imogen, you wrote the story Cucumbers for Life.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about it? How did you come up with it? What inspired you?
So I was in the park and we missed the ice cream van.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but I like cucumbers more than ice cream, so I thought I could write a story about it.
You like cucumbers more than ice cream?
Yeah.
Do you think you're maybe the only kid in the entire world that thinks that?
Probably.
What is it about cucumbers that you like?
They're really watery, and ice cream is really cold.
I have to confess something. I don't like cucumbers.
Really?
Yeah, I just don't.
That's really weird. Why don't you like cucumbers?
I don't know. I just like something about the taste is like, I'm just not into it.
Yeah.
So there's something else in your story that I thought was really interesting. There's some heavy metal in your story.
Oh, yeah. I'm learning how to play it on guitar.
What made you pick up the guitar and want to learn heavy metal?
I don't know, but I just quite liked one song in particular.
Oh, what song was it?
Enter Sandman.
Oh, Enter Sandman?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Off to Neverland. He sings like that, right?
Yeah. I don't know how his voice is so dark.
I don't know how it is either. I think he practices like a growl. And have you learned how to play Enter Sandman yet?
I've learned a little bit.
Could I hear some of it?
Uh-huh.
Imogen, that was incredible. Wow.
Thank you.
I am so impressed.
Thank you.
There's something about that song that just like, it like makes the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
How does it make you feel when you hear heavy metal or that song or songs like that?
It makes me feel quite nice and calm. I want to play along.
Imogen, do you have like a heavy metal voice that you do ever?
Yeah.
What does that sound like?
It sounds quite deep, but what should I say?
Can you say Cucumbers for Life?
Okay. Cucumbers for Life!
Yes! Imogen, thanks for letting us perform your story, and thanks for playing guitar for me.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Wow, that story was so
amazing.
Good.
I loved
it. All right, everyone, should we have our loofah information session now?
Sure. Or we could have a pool party.
Woo-hoo! Well, I do love pool parties, but we have to do the meeting later.
Deal. Rachel, beam us down to there.
Great idea.
Woo-hoo! Yeah!
I love the pool.
Watch me do a handstand!
I admit this is pretty fun. Watch me do a flip.
Wow!
Hey, look, even Lufa's having fun in the water.
Lufa?
Yeah, look, she's splashing around in that little tide pool.
Oh, no.
Lufa's not in the tide pool. She's hanging out behind this waterfall.
Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no!
She's not in the tide pool or the waterfall. I'm holding her in my hand. Hi, Lufa.
Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no!
Mimini, why do you keep saying that?
And how can Lufa be in all these places at once?
The thing we were going to talk about at the Lufa meeting is that Lufa cannot get wet or else she multiplies.
Well, that doesn't seem so bad. We love Lufa.
Trust me, not when she's everywhere.
Okay, we're back.
Oh no, I accidentally beamed a bunch of loofahs back with us, but they're still multiplying.
They're everywhere.
There's loofahs in my shoes.
And in my snacks.
There are loofahs filling up the engine. If they keep multiplying, the engine is going to start to malfunction.
What do we do?
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Okay, I just tried to get into the bridge, but it's full of loofahs and I couldn't even get the door open.
There must be something we can do.
There isn't. Loofahs thrive in bath-like environments. That's why they multiply when they get wet.
Oh boy, this is such a mess.
Peter, say that again.
It's such a mess?
That makes me think of an idea.
Are you about to make a joke about me being a bit of a mess? Because, trust me, I've heard them all.
No, I just realized that if loofahs multiply when they take baths, we have to give them the opposite of a bath. We have to
get them dirty!
Quick, everyone grab a loofah and start scrubbing down the ship.
I'll wash the starboard side.
I'll wash port side.
I'll wash the floors side.
Great, let's go quickly.
We're cleaning the ship. We're cleaning the ship. We have too many loofahs, that much is clear. So we're cleaning up the ship to get them out of here. We're cleaning our ship. We're cleaning our ship.
Yeah.
My loofah disappeared.
Mine too.
Ours too.
But wait, what does that mean?
Loofah!
Oh, phew. We got our regular old loofah back.
And hey, look, the ship looks pretty good, too.
My quill! There it is.
It's pretty gross that we were living that way.
Hey, you know what I think we need to bring back?
Chore-wheel! Chore-wheel! Chore-wheel!
Huh?
It's a lot to explain. Nimini, I'm sorry we didn't go to your meeting. I guess we all just got wrapped up having fun.
Hey, I love to have fun, but sometimes you have to get work done first. Otherwise, you might end up with a million loofahs.
Too true. It's happened to me before like 6 times.
What? Peter, how?
Should we do another story?
That's a yes.
Okay, listeners, this next story takes place on a farm. A farm where nothing is as it seems. And things get totally weird there. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hello, my name is Lydian. I'm 8 years old and I live in Mississippi. And this is my story, The Family of Cows.
The sun is up.
Why, thank you so much, Rooster.
Oh, why, hello there, everybody. I'd like to take a second to welcome you all to my lovely Louisiana chicken farm. I'm the farmer here, and on this farm there lives a rooster.
How do you cock-a-doodle-doo? I'm Robert the Rooster.
And there lives a hen.
Cluck, cluck. Hi, my name is Emily. Excellent to meet you.
Emily, we've definitely met before.
I know that.
But anyhow and anywho, this story isn't all about me. It's all about you.
A story about us?
Yes, and it's called The Family of Cows.
But we're a family of chickens. Because?
I know. I'm foreshadowing.
What's foreshadowing?
Oh, y'all all find out soon enough. Gotta run. Moo! Moo!
Emily, cock-a-doodle-doo, you have any idea what that guy was talking about? Nope. But Robert, I have an announcement.
Ooh, let's say your announcement at the same time.
You don't know the announcement yet. But why not? This'll be fun. Ready?
One, two, three.
We have four eggs.
The sun is up. I mean, we have four eggs.
Wow, we have four eggs. This is incredible news.
We should tell the farmer about our eggs. Hey, farmer, get back in the coop.
Yee-haw, I'm back, and well, look at here.
Farmer, these are our eggs. They are foreshadowing.
How are the eggs foreshadowing?
Well, there are one, two, three, four eggs, and next to them, there are one, two, three, four shadows.
That's not what foreshadowing is.
Well, then what is it?
You'll find out later, but first I'm gonna take these eggs.
Well, you give those back.
Stop pecking me. I'm falling. God, what was that?
Cheep, cheep.
A baby chick.
Oh, Robert, we're parents. Let's name the chick at the same time. Ready?
One, two, three.
Bo.
The sun is up. Bo. The name I was going to say is Bo. The sun is up. That's not a name. Well, look at that. We are so in sync.
I love you so much, Robert the Rooster.
Cheep, cheep.
And you too, Bo, our little baby chick.
Cheep, cheep.
Hey, wait. Where's the farmer? And where are the other three eggs?
I'm running away with them.
Why did that featherless beast take all my eggs?
You'll find out in 5 days.
Good morning, Bo. How's my little 5-day-old?
Cheep, cheep!
Why, hello there. Excuse me, pardon me. Pardon the intrusion. I'd like to introduce myself. I am a witch.
You have very short hair.
And a bucket on your head.
Yes, and you'll soon see why.
Ooh, 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 I know this. Foreshadowing.
Yep. Now look into my wand as I wave it 5 times and repeat after me. Cluck, cluck.
Cluck, cluck.
Cluck, shoo.
Cluck, shoo.
Shoo, shoo.
Shoo, shoo.
Shoo, moo.
Shoo, moo.
Moo, moo.
Oh, no! The witch transformed us into cows! She's made 3 dairy cows out of us 3 chickens.
Oh, no, indeed. Wait a second. What's that thing about dairy cows?
They never forget.
No, dairy cows gotta be milked. Here we go. All done. Now I'm just gonna take this milk and sell it on my
farm?
Excuse me.
Wait, did you just say farm?
Yeah, I thought you said you were a witch.
Oh, right. That's what I meant. I meant I'm just gonna take this milk and sell it to the members of my
witch coven.
Excuse me, witch coven.
I recognize that voice. You're the farmer who took our eggs.
Yikes, you got me. I am.
Also the farmer. I'm a witch farmer. Anyway, gotta run with this milk.
Not so fast. There's another cool thing about cows besides our ability to provide milk.
Oh, yeah? And what's that?
We can buck you off this farm. Come on, family of cows.
Oh, wait. Whoa, watch out. Yeah, you're chasing me.
He won't bother us anymore.
But, Rob, Robert, I still have so many questions for him to answer. Like, what does he do with all those eggs and milk? And what is foreshadowing?
Moo Moo, foreshadowing is a warning or indication of a future event. Like when you were still chickens, but the farmer said the story was called The Family of Cows.
Oh, Bo's first words.
The end.
Thanks for listening to today's episode, and a big thanks to today's authors, Imogen and Lydian. Before we go, here's today's story spark. Kids, write us a story about a group of characters who start a band. Tell us how the band got together and what happens when they play music. Do they go on tour? What are their songs like? Do they have fans? Most of all, can the band stay together when things get a little tough? As always, grown-ups can submit stories at storypirates.com. See you next week.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Executive producers Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Lee Overtree, Sam Baer, M.R. Daniel, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Jonathan Roberts, and Chad Chennai. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky and our staff writer is Mike Cavallon. Contributing writers are Nick Canellis, Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. This episode features performances by Kalia Davis, Tara Halpern, Rachel Kenny, April Laval, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Brendan O'Grady, Emily Olcott, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Bill Schaefer, Jamie Watson, Rachel Winitsky, and Nimini Ware. Cucumbers for Life was written by Andrew Butler and produced by Brendan O'Grady with vocal arrangements and direction by Jack Mitchell. The Squirting Song was written by Brendan O'Grady and arranged and produced by Eric Gerson. Hey, Lufa. Okay, so since we figured out that you can't get wet, I got you something. It's a cute little raincoat and a rain hat and this cute umbrella. Best of all, I had them custom made with a bunch of cute little loofahs all over them. Here, try them on. Okay, just put the jacket on. All right, and the hat. And here's your umbrella. Wow, you look good. Do a little fashion modeling. All right. Yes. Work it. Wow, you're great. Oh, wow, that turned. Impressive. This looks so fun and fashionable. I want to do a runway walk. No? Okay. All right, you go again then. Yeah. Woo. Ha ha. Fashion.